welcome to Jersey Guy Sport, your sports talk home for the New York Yankees, the Giants, the Rangers, and the Rutgers Scarlet Knights, and I'm your host, Don. I want to thank you for tuning in. Today, I'll be discussing the Final Four, Kansas trouncing Villanova, and Duke losing to North Carolina, as well as the Rangers lose Sunday night in a shootout 4-3 to the Philadelphia Flyers. So let's go ahead and get started. March Madness is coming to a close as this weekend ends. Kansas on Saturday looked very strong in pretty easily disposing of Villanova to move on to the NCAA championship. Kansas was money from three-point land and pretty much dominated start to finish, other than a few small periods of time during the game where Villanova closed to, you know, maybe less than 10 or so. It was Kansas mostly wire to wire for this victory. They looked almost dominating at times, and they look very strong, and in my mind are probably a slight favorite to win the NCAA championship on Monday night. In the other game, the most anticipated game in college basketball in quite some time, in an exciting back-and-forth game that somehow managed to live up to all those lofty expectations, North Carolina ended up beating Duke in a game that had 18 lead changes. It was about as exciting a game as you can get. And while, you know, Duke didn't win, Coach K, you know, ended up in the final analysis, you know, getting his team to get another Final Four in his very last game of coaching. I really was rooting for Duke to win. I wanted Coach K to get one more national championship if he could before he retired, but this was not to be. North Carolina, if you watch this team this year, especially in March, seemed to have something, right? I mean, they were an eighth seed at all, but you know, they seem to have this thing where it's just sometimes teams get on runs, especially good teams at the end of the year, and it really doesn't matter talent level. And they have plenty of talent. But Kansas, when you look at this Kansas-North Carolina championship game, Kansas seems like they have the better overall team, but it would not surprise me one bit if North Carolina ends up beating Kansas on Monday night. But either way, it should be one hell of a matchup for the NCAA championship on Monday night. I can't wait, and it's going to be super exciting. So I'm going to go ahead and move on and talk about the New York Rangers. The Rangers lost 4-3 to the Philadelphia Flyers Sunday night in a shootout at the Garden. I had fully expected the Rangers to bounce back from that dreadful Friday night performance that the Rangers had against the Islanders, and I expected the Rangers to kind of wipe the ice with the Flyers on Sunday night, honestly, but it was not to be. The usual Rangers resiliency was just about nowhere to be found on Sunday, at least until there was maybe, you know, 5 minutes or so left in the game. There were lots of Ranger lineup changes, is what I meant to say there, after that stinker of a game against the Islanders. Gauthier was back in the lineup, and while Strome is still out as our second line center, a couple other folks moving around lines. Braun, the new Ranger defenseman, he's older, but he's a new defenseman that they actually got from the Flyers, and they put him back in the lineup in place of Braden Schneider, which I do not like. I love Schneider in the lineup. He didn't have a great game against the Isles, but he's better than Braun. Reeves stayed in the lineup again, which is a good move by Gallant. The Rangers need some continued toughness in the lineup. He had several hits early, but in this game it didn't seem to matter. I really expected a very strong start and some good play early on. And while the Rangers had a little jump again early in the first period, guess what does them in? They lost a faceoff in their defensive zone. I mean, you could just play that sentence on rinse and repeat all year for the Rangers, and really for the last 20 years. It's just something that's been their Achilles heel. So the Rangers lost a faceoff, right? And the Flyers scored off a long shot past Igor Shesterkin, who, by the way, continues to be less than stellar. Again, he didn't have a bad game Sunday night. Matter of fact, he finished the game extremely strongly in goal. He was very stout late. But again, if you look at the whole body of work in this game, he was not that, you know, dominating. And again, where the Rangers really needed a strong start in this game to get that stink of the Islanders game out of their mind, giving up an early goal is the last thing they needed. These ridiculous lost faceoffs They continue to haunt the Rangers, particularly in a defensive zone, and it's something that they just have to get better at. And even if they lose the faceoff, they have to find a way to, you know, don't lose it so cleanly or cover the guys more quickly off of a lost faceoff such that they don't result in these quick goals. Then, right after that goal, put the Rangers down 1-0, a turnover and a really poor defensive play by Keandre Miller led to another goal and a quick 2-0 deficit again. Keandre Miller has played much better lately, but Keandre Miller continues to fall for a certain move over and over this year, I've noticed, right? So if the forward is coming in on Miller and the forward fakes outside and then dekes the outside and moves inside, Keandre Miller gets beat a lot on that move, and this was the move again he got beat on. It almost looked like it wasn't a breakaway, but it was like Keandre Miller was in front of him, and then Keandre Miller sort of wasn't even in the play. Keandre Miller was like in the corner, and you know, the Flyer forward had a kind of a wide open 18-footer that he put past Igor. So Miller kind of got beat on that deke outside, move inside play again, and it cost the Rangers. Igor did make some good stops after, you know, afterwards in the game. He denied 3 or 4 flat out breakaways. But overall, Igor still is not himself. I'm sorry. He finished the game really strong, but overall, start to finish, we need better play from Igor than what we're getting. I realize that this is sort of like, you know, rich people complaining about something. When you have a goalie this great and he just plays average, you know, complaining about it seems odd, but I'm so used to the outstanding goaltending of Igor that it's tough to watch when he's not great. With about 5 minutes left in the second period, the Rangers were down 2-0. Shesterkin did make 3 breakaway saves. The Rangers also had some bad puck luck. They hit 4 posts in the game. And then again, you know, as we start the third period, I don't know what it is with the start of periods lately, but 44 seconds into the third, I don't know what we were doing on defense, but, you know, Lindgren and Fox, it was like the parting of the Red Sea. It just, I don't know, they just, I can't even describe how badly that defense was, but somehow it went from like a 2-on-2 to a 2-on-0, and it was 2-on-0 on Shesterkin, and they just passed right across and tapped in an open net. I don't know what Lindgren and Fox were doing, but the Flyers were up 3-0 early in the third. It was another terrible start to a period for the Rangers, and I don't know, I think Gallant needs to yell at these players more coming out of the box, but we've had about 6 bad starts to periods in a row now, if you count the Islanders game and this game. And I don't know what it is. And it just really sets the tone in these periods for, you know, the fans being out of it and the Rangers being out of it, but they got to fix it. Finally, Artemi Panarin scored a goal for the Rangers off a strong wrist shot by Jacob Trouba that he deflected, which broke a streak of over 5 consecutive periods at home and 5 in a row overall that the Rangers had not scored a goal. So they were more than 5 consecutive periods without putting a puck in the net. That's really bad. So the Rangers trailed 3-1. Even though the Rangers had a large advantage in shots on goal, they're basically being out-goaltended. Let's face it, they were down 3-1 and had at this point like 30-something shots to, you know, the Flyers 18 or something. And the Rangers didn't help themselves much. They took back-to-back penalties to thwart any kind of momentum they might have generated from that goal that they finally procured. But the second penalty can't really count because it was like a horseshit penalty on Artemi Panarin for hooking. It was nothing. There was no hooking at all. The Rangers, you know, had 2 kind of outstanding shorthanded chances, honestly, on that Panarin penalty, but they missed on both. One was a breakaway shorthanded, and then there was a 2-on-1, and they were both stopped. So the Rangers were down 3-1 with 4 minutes and 50 seconds left. And in a blink of the eye, they scored 2 goals and it was 3-3. It was amazing. Like they just rose from the dead like a phoenix and tied the game. It was 3-1 and you looked up and it was 3-3. Zibanejad scored off a rebound, which made it 3-2. And then like 15 seconds later, Andrew Kopp netted a tying goal. It was off a rebound of a Panarin shot. And just like that, it was 3-3. with 4 minutes and 20 seconds left. It was kind of an electric jolt of energy. The Rangers seemed like they needed for about a week. Then with 3:11 left, they drew, you know, a power play. And I was very excited because I thought at that point they were going to put one in the net. Their power play hadn't done anything for two games. But not only didn't they score, they didn't even get a single damn shot on goal on the power play. So last two games, the Rangers power play has not produced anything. So the game went into overtime, tied 3-3, and of course the Rangers lost the opening faceoff, rinse, repeat, in overtime, and the Rangers possessed the puck for the first minute. There was some excitement in the overtime period, although the Rangers took a penalty with only 33 seconds left and eventually went to a shootout where the Rangers lost. Kevin Hayes' goal won it for the Rangers. Overall, it was a tremendous sort of waste of a comeback for the Rangers. They finally gained a little confidence in their game, it felt like, at the end there. And winning this one would have kind of gone a long way for the Rangers. But as it ended, the Rangers had now lost two games in a row to two poor teams who will not be making the playoffs. And both games they lost were at home. Islanders and the Flyers at home losses. While this game was a far cry from what I would call the pathetic disaster that was the Islanders game on Friday night, this game against the Flyers is one in which the Rangers still needed to play better in. The Rangers have, at this point, 12 games left in the season to start playing more consistently, anyway, more north and south, you know, actually finishing on plays, right? You know, now this loss, and we have to be careful here, this Sunday night loss to the Flyers was a combination of some awful early defense, which has to be fixed. Lately, I've been seeing this a little bit too much. The defense was so stout the first two-thirds of the year. And I got to say, these last 10, 15 games, the defense seems to be regressing a fair amount. It's showing in our penalty killing, and it's showing in five-on-five play. We've had more and more of these, what the heck was that kind of goals from the other team, where it just seems like there's no defender on the ice. You have Condrey Miller skating into the corner, and then you have Fox and Miller just parting the Red Seas for a 2-on-0 somehow. It's got to stop. But you know, this game here was more of a combination of poor puck luck. Rangers, again, hit four or five posts. I mean, you know, one or two of those go in at any point, and this is probably a different game because goals in hockey games change momentum entirely. And, you know, when you hit four or five posts, you know, it happens sometimes. And, you know, honestly, when you're not playing well, you tend to hit more posts. Igor finished the game strongly in goal, but he certainly did not start the game well in goal. Igor's still not himself, and I feel like I've said this 8, 9, 10 games in a row now, but he's not. I think it's time for Igor to shake off whatever cobwebs are kind of clouding his mind in goal and get back to being the elite goalie that he is. And, you know, while he made tremendous stops at the end of the game here today, he didn't play up to his normal standards early, and I'm sorry. He didn't give up any bad goals necessarily, but this is not where Igor was for most of the year. Overall, while this was not a terrible game, as I said, coming off Friday night in a game that I was convinced this game against the Flyers or Rangers would do what they have been doing all year, and that is following up a loss with a very sort of resilient, hard-fought, gritty win in the next game, and that unfortunately wasn't the case at all on Sunday night. So looking for the Rangers to kind of get their groove back as they go forward and close out this year and go into the playoffs. That's all I have for you guys today. And I want to thank you for listening to Jersey Guy Sports. And please subscribe to the podcast and tell your friends all about it. I'll be back soon for more sports talk. Thanks, and have a good day.